Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A. Brought to you from, you may recognise it, what used to be the shipping shed. Remember, I sort of it all went Van Gogh. Then it was like, no, I'm going to be in the office now. Then I was driving everybody mad because I was in the house and the house is open plan. So I went into the shed. I used to have a sofa here. I cut it up with a chainsaw and built some desks and put some Wi-Fi in and everything went sideways. And I kind of lamented my little shed because I used to like my little shed. I come out here, it's got a sofa, it's got a radio. It's got Dave the Crystal, please. Remember this? The old Francis Rossi classic guitar. Yeah, well, and it's got an amplifier down there and all that. And, there will come a time, hopefully, when I'll be able to come out on a Sunday afternoon, and everything's done, with a beer, in the shed, pick up my guitar, have a little play. Lovely. Not right now, because right now I'm trying to get my head around Free Agent Software, which is the new sort of accounts thing. And then I'm trying to get away from Dance Ace or something like that. It sounds like it should be some technical thing where you are on the arcade where you have to move your feet around, move your hands around and all that. No, it's something to do with the factoring company and all these millions of things that I'll get my head around. But, you know, it's a journey for many miles. You just do the next one and then the next one and then the next one, and then one day you've done them all and you're getting a routine, and Saturday morning, upload all my invoices and reload all my invoices, and that goes over there. And eventually, hopefully, the factoring company's no more, and then you don't have to, because at the moment I'm doing everything three times. You send it on a CX, then you have to upload it all to the Free Agent, which is the account software, because some of the money's coming in from one place and some of it's coming in from private customers and some of it's coming in from the CX and some of it's coming in from the factoring company. So that all needs to be in one place for the tax man. And so I know what's going on. And then, of course, you have to upload it to the factoring people, which I'm trying to have a go at right now. But we will get there. We will get there. The only thing that failure cannot cope with is persistence. So, anyway, that aside, what have we got this week? John Walters says, this is question of the week. The market's died. What went wrong? The van? This is to do with the fact we did a small ad for Ken's van, which might be a little bit too dear. We'll come on to that in a minute. No, that's not what went wrong with the market, but I like this question, so we'll be doing a video on what went wrong with the markets. Just because it doesn't all have to be about the CX, doesn't all have to be about life on the road. And by the way, I will have put that one. I'll tell you what, we'll come to that in a minute. Right, so getting ahead of myself, slow, easy, wins the race. So, yeah, we did the video for Ken. The courier van is for sale. All I can vouch for is this guy's very, in the nicest possible way, and he's kind of like a brother, he's very OCD. Tiny, I mean, I don't know, apparently there's a ding in the wheel arch, which I hadn't even noticed, but if anything needs doing, and he'll be super duper clean, he looks after everything to within an inch of his life. So, I've lost your name, it's a long wheelbase, John. Thank you very much. It stands to reason, you get three pallets in that. Right, Dale Steele says, he said, one careful lady owner, not been used as a taxi, no track days. He said, on a serious note, I run a dealership and I would struggle to get 14K for it with a dealership warranty, etc. He values it at 12.5K on a good day to a private seller. And Mark Smith says 12K all day long. So the problem is, if you're selling a van for a mate, he says, look, this is what I want for it. And I said, okay, I'll put the word out for you, Ken. Now, he could say, I want like £500,000 for it. So I put the word out for you, Ken, because he's my mate. If it's any good to you guys, you could always contact him. You can have a deal. I mean, if you want, you can say it in the nicest possible way. I can show you what it's actually worth. I'll give you it now if you want. He'll say yes or no. It's not, I'm just a middleman here. I thought I'd do the guy a favour and stick it out on the channel in case anybody wants a van. What it's worth, I didn't even look. Vans is not my thing. Lorries is my thing. If he'd have shown me a lorry, I would have gone, well, nice as possible. Way more. I've seen out there differently for a bit less than that. But vans, no. I'm just me and the daff. So, yeah. So, anyway. And Niall Wilson said, he said he liked it, but now on the plus side of things with the Citroen thing, because again, I don't know vans. He said, awesome vans. I get nearly 40 miles a gallon out of mine using a speed limiter. I get 11 miles a gallon out of the 18 ton because the DAF's got a computer so you can look at it. Having said that, you charge accordingly. But yeah, nice. He said, they can also carry 1400K at a push and keep the fuel low. You could get 50, you could get 1.5 ton on it. Which, in fairness, is more than you'll probably get on a Luton. Luton, you're probably only looking at just over a ton if it's got a tail lift and it hasn't got curtains. And it's not far off what you... I mean, you get these people with a souped-up sort of... like a 5.5-ton van with an extended bed saying that they're a 7.5-ton van. 7.5-ton. Not really, is it? You know, when you rock up, you can take 1.5-ton... Yeah, we need one that can take 2.5 ton, and we need one that looks like a lorry, but hey, you know. What did one guy turn around and say once? He said, no souped-up Lutons, even if they have been on Pimp My Ride, which is probably my favourite comment ever. I'm quite pleased with that one. So, he said it also looks like a H214, that's a 4-metre bed. So it might be, I don't know. I just put the ad out. If anyone's interested in a van, if they want to make you an offer, make you an offer. I've done my bit. What happens after this? What can I do? Sean Gilmartin says, is that a big ding in a nearside seal? I don't know. I didn't check. I just went around it with a camera. And Steve Turbin says the same thing. I don't know. I'm not trying to sell you something that's something that it's not. I'm not trying to sell you something at all. Ken said, I'm selling the van, could you tell everybody? I said, I'll do one better than that. I can do even better than that. I'll do you a video, because that's what I do. And he's a mate. So I've done the video. What happens after this? It's off of my control. And finally, Magnetic Vortex says, will you sign the bonnet? Then it's only going to be worth 11 grand. What have you done? It's not, I'm not a Banksy. You've defaced the motor with the scary signature of Pete the Courier Driver. Now it's going to break. Let's hope it doesn't. So, but yeah, I'd sign it. If you want to buy it, if you get a deal, if signing the motor gets a deal through, I happily will. It's going to make no difference, but if it did, I would. Anywho, right, so Delights of London. I kind of touched on this a little bit earlier. Delights of London. You've had to endure 3 Life on the Road videos on the pop. The thing is, what happens with the Life on the Road videos is sometimes I just film them. If there's something that's... If you're just going to go and pick up some pallets from a distribution centre in Milton Keynes and drive them to Northampton, I don't film them. But if for some bizarre reason, something strange happens, like it turns out I'm going to Buckingham Palace or I'm going to some nuclear... sort of power station or somewhere, some place of interest, some different job of interest, then I film it. And when the satnav fired up the next day and said you're going all the way through central London, I thought, oh, this might be worth a shout. I'll film this. So you just keep filming it, and then I go to edit it, and I've got mountains and mountains of content, and I could make like a feature film out of it. I'm thinking, well, no one wants to watch that, so I just clip it in 10 minutes. But then of course I've done it like a month or so ago. I put it out at some stage, and then everything changes. And I can't really stick out videos of the Delights of London with me in the Transport It t-shirt when everyone goes, hang on, Peter, you just told us for the last 2 months you've been working for yourself. So what I did is that's the old me in the old truck. That's all done now. So all the videos now that are coming up, you'll see this week, you'll see the new truck. And the first job I've done in a new truck, and then all the other bits and pieces, including turning the flag round. For those of you that have gone, it's still the wrong way up, Pete. I'm like, oh, can I make such a mistake? But anyway, it's all coming out, but I just wanted to clear it out. So it's not all going to be Life on the Road. I will get around to addressing a lot of the questions you've done, but I'm kind of on the hurry up to get the old life out. To say, right, that's it, draw a line under it, jump, new life. Here we go. So thanks for enduring. Anyway, Delights of London. David Winter, who's Dave the Crisps, who's the black cab driver. He said, yes, he said, where I was going down the embankment, he said, you're talking about the little shit club. He said, your knowledge isn't too bad. Oh, I wish, mate. I wish. It's gone. But you know what they say, a little knowledge. Plus King Charles Island, I'm sure his horse is one leg up. I'll check it later. I think he died at the hands of Cromwell. He did. Charles I was beheaded, guillotined, executed. And I assume that means didn't die in his bed peacefully and didn't die on the battlefield. So therefore must fall into died as a result of wounds from battle, which I assume is what an execution is. You know, you had a big war. You didn't die during the war. But afterwards, you died of a wound, largely a great big blade cutting your head off, which is not exactly the same as getting sepsis, but it is kind of is what it is. Incidentally, if you ever want to know the kings of England, there's a really good... I'll do you a link. I love this. Dave the Chris got me onto one of them. He got me onto the King Charles II. My name is King Charles II. I like to party. It's kind of an M&M thing, but I love their horrible... It's horrible histories. There is a horrible history song that does all the kings from basically William the Conqueror, 1066, Magna Carta and Doomsday Book, right up the present day. I learned it, but I have to keep going back and revising it because I just don't know why. I thought, why do I not know? I should know this stuff. You should know your kings. You should know them. I don't know why, but you should know your country. You should know where places are. Why is it, for geography, we focused on Alice Springs, a town in the middle of Australia that had a small population. I remember learning about a tsetse fly. Why am I learning about a tsetse fly? Why am I not learning where in the country Manchester is, Newcastle is, Bristol is? It would have stood me in much better stead in my future life rather than getting it wrong going, I've just taken a job off, I've just gone to the wrong place. But I mean, fortunately, I've learned that myself now, but history and geography, it's kind of important. Like maths is important, but not maths, arithmetic. Learning how to do 20% or something, that's going to stand you in good stead in future life. Learning how to put stuff by. Learning the area of a triangle, really not that useful. Trigonometry, nah. What's the other one? Algebra. I liked algebra. It's good algebra. Have I ever used it? No. Absolutely pointless. Basics is good. Good basics. The rest of it, let them specialise in what they're good at. And that doesn't include acting, footballing or social media. Of course, there are lots of people who want those jobs, unless they're really, really good at it. Then they can do it. As he climbs down off his soapbox, Jackal says, he said, I love the route next to the river in my truck. Yeah, it's kind of nice, isn't it? It's nice when it's moving. It's nice if you can get there and out when you're going down Chelsea Embankment. You're right, Dave, I'm not that duff. You're going along Chelsea Embankment and all that. You've got the bridges on your left-hand side. It's kind of nice. The house, the mooring up. And Godzilla says, always wondered how much mooring costs in London were. I've seen the boats people are living in. Mate of mine actually looked at one recently. My mate Richard, who sort of looked after me, and it wasn't as deep as you might think. The boat and the mooring, I went, mate, how much? I'd bite his hand off. I'd have that. Whether he did or not, I don't know. I guess it's one of those things. And Godzilla's also, because I've said, see you later, baked potato. And Godzilla said, apparently that was a big Viz reference, Cockney banker. Yeah, well, that. And he says, I can't help notice your accent's stronger when you're in London. London. When you're London. It's cancelled. London. The truth of the matter is, I'm going to let you all into a little secret here now. All of our accents, all of our voices changing depending on who we're with. And you're going to go, nope, no, mine doesn't. I'm always me. I'm always the same. No, you're not. You're not. Your accent and your dialect and your vocabulary is completely different when you're with your mum, when you're with a vicar, when you're with a kid's teacher in school and when you're with your mates down a pub. My wife turned around to me and she said, I always speak the same. I always speak the same. Then she went out for a drink with her mate Susie. She came on the very next day and she went, you know what, you're right. I actually heard myself going, and I went, I don't speak like this. It changes. Your personality changes according to who you're with. The personality that I am really is kind of the one I am now, although I have laid it on a bit thick through the video. But this is how I speak normally, and this is how I am normally. The person that I am normally is the person who talks to my wife around the table. But otherwise, it changes. But that's okay. You're allowed to change. I'm like Mr. Ben, but different hat on. Need a hat to cover up my receding hairline. Where are we? So the Viz reference, I didn't know, but I do love a bit of Viz. As we know, we got Auntie Gummy in the shed. We have, oi, over here, carry it. Bosch. Profanosaurus. If you haven't got a copy, highly recommend it. Roger Melly's Profanosaurus. Can't say that. My mate Nige, you know, best mate Nige, has actually got an entrance in there for the chin airbag. You know, when you do a photo, and he said, and it's the appearance of a non-fatty on a photo where you sort of, you know, you take the photo and it's like this. It's like, well, it looks like their chin airbag's gone off. So, brilliant. Yeah, you can keep your Collins English Dictionary, Visis Profanosaurus. Over 100,000 entries. Fantastic. It's value for money. Where was we? Oh, right. So we're on the Wise Guys now. No, we're not on Wise Guys. Yes, we are on the Wise Guys, yes, because I've just mucked around with this. Right, so I need your help on this one. This is Always Learning. He said, I've just moved to Wales from England, not realising the speed limit. After rearranging books a minute. Not realising the speed limits for built-up areas is 20 miles an hour, not 30 miles an hour like England. Went past a camera several times doing 27. Walking pace, really. Not exactly. I wish I could walk at that speed. I can't run at that speed. Of course, they don't send you letters for several days, so I hadn't a clue. He got 16 NIPs, 18 points. 3 points taken off the speed awareness course. That's 15 NIPs. And so I've got to argue my case. So I can't afford a lawyer either. Really annoying because I've never had a point in 14 years of driving. The Welsh are up in arms and many roads are up for review. Back to 30 miles an hour. Right, so I'm looking at this from two angles, personally. Firstly, ignorance is no defence of the law. This is the bit of, well, do the bad bit, then we do the good bit. Ignorance is no defence of the law. You can't turn around and say, well, I didn't know that I wasn't allowed to steal, to take stuff without paying for it. I thought that was okay. It's sort of like, well, no, just because you took it, you're stealing. I don't care what you thought is not right. Having said that, I don't even think you'd need a lawyer. I think you could go, of course, and go, look, I didn't know. And I've not had a, I think you'd make the case, I haven't had a point in 14 years. I wasn't aware of the fact it was 20 until I got my first letter, by which time I'd been driving the same way for 2 weeks. If you'd have sent me an email the second I got it, or rung me up and went, you know, you're not allowed to do this. So, and now I know that I've done it, I haven't infringed since, I'd like to hope that a sympathetic judge might turn around and go, look, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to reduce your points down to this. We're going to throw you a big fine, so your insurance is going to go through the roof, but toe the line, plug in. Oh, I don't know how you're going to go. It's a tricky one. So if anyone's got any experience and we can get back to Always Learning, well, let's hope he comes out of it. It strikes me the guy didn't set out to do any wrong. And, you know, to me, a lot of the time, it's about intentionality. It's whether you're pretending you didn't mean to do it, but actually you did, or genuinely you did it, but you just didn't mean to do it. And if you didn't intentionally set out to do wrong, I can't help feeling that's a mitigating circumstance. But I'm not a lawyer. I'm a lorry driver and a philosopher in the weak sense of the word. That's what I do. So mainly a lorry driver, to be honest with you. But yeah, let's get back to the guy, see what he says. So that's the Wise Guys. And now we're on to today's miscellaneous.
Saving money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more. Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Paul Oldfield says, oh, I didn't do a time stamp for the Wise Guys. Is he saying, hi, Pete, I hope it all goes well with you. Clive Littlewood says, thank you, Paul. He says, please, please, please don't go down the factoring route if you can possibly avoid it. I have never met anyone in 40 years of business who had good experience with invoice factoring. The operative words in these sentences, Paul, is if you can possibly avoid it. As it turns out, I'm probably factoring half of the invoices. And that's legal because my factoring company is the first one ever that didn't say we want all your work. They just said we just want all the big punters. So I've done 3 or 4 jobs for like people off the CX, which I might not do again for 6 months. Those are not factored. I'm doing jobs for HBC who pay really quickly. Those are not factored. And I'm doing jobs for one of our own private customers who's actually very kind. He said, I'll pay you on receipt of invoice. So those are not factored. And what I hope to do is I'm with a factoring company for about a year. And over the space of about a year, I hope to sort of slowly take off. I've got to pay them anyway. but slowly take off some of my existing customers so that by the end of the year, all of my invoices will be non-factored. But without them, I'm lost. You've got my diesel bills are like £700 a month. And then there's the insurance. Oh, we'll come on to that. The guy you turn around and ask a question how much it costs to run an 18-ton truck, Godzilla's has actually give us the breakdown. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and have my breakdown so we can get back to you a bit quicker with those invoices. You know, I said I'd do those videos that are, you know, the sort of the ones that you need to know, the life on the, not the life on the road videos, and more the sort of the how much help me out here, Peter, videos. So Godzilla's has kindly come on back with a breakdown. But we'll have a look at that and we'll see if we can do one for you. But I'll say, at the moment, I'm given the choice of factoring or don't run. But I've kind of got a halfway house of half factoring and hopefully in a year's time, no factoring. And also it will make all this invoicing thing an awful lot easier, because I can just, I've still have to, I could potentially then invoice everything through the CX, and just it would cut my admin by a third. But at the moment, if I've got to do the admin, if I've got to work, you know, sort of from 4 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night Monday to Friday, and then spend all day Saturday doing it, I'm going to. You know, if I have to work around the clock, I'm going to. I'm on my, I've got an aim. I'm going for it. So we're going to go for it. Rash 1369. He said, glad Dale... Right, yeah, I've got to pick you up on this, Rash. Glad Dale still told you about yourself. Share the video on what happened with your business, Pete. Like I said, this is not a three-minute video, what happened with the business. This is like a feature film. Trust me. By the time I get to this, there's so much going on here. And at the end of the day, Rash, it's my life, you know? I got depressed over it. We did a video, I'll do you a link, on dealing with depression. It was like, it's not easy for me. I go, oh, just tell us what went wrong. Mate, it's not, it hurts a bit, you know? It's not great, but I like the writing thing, and also I get a sense of achievement. No one reads the damn things anyway, but you should do. There's a book, that will link. Shall I go on, Mum? It's a cracking book. And there's also the superhero book. They're not in here, so I can't show you one. That's what I want to do. But I take on Dale's point, and he's going, well, that's not fair, because, you know, you messed it up, and then everybody else could, like, benefit. So I will do a breakdown of what went wrong. But as for specifics, you've got to give me a bit of time on this, mate. You know, it's a little bit raw still, and to a certain extent, I've got to do it my way. Free will is a wonderful thing. But you have to work for it. Free will doesn't come for free. The best things in life are not free. The best things in life are the things that money can't buy, but they're not free. The best things in life are the things that you... how's the phrase go? The best things in life are the ones you cannot buy. That's different. Right, told you, a bit of a philosopher. Anyway, off on that tangent, we're now back in with Kaya Dale Hayed says, in your opinion, what is the best panel van to buy? Look, I could have told you. To me, it's a Sprinter. Every time I love a Sprinter, I'll do you another link. There's another video now to what's the best van. At the end of the day, everyone's got their own opinion. I love a Sprinter. For me, it used to be Sprinters and VWs, then Transits, then everything else. Kind of lost track with VWs. And the one thing I will say is the up-and-comer who's coming up the rear, but, you know, sort of gaining ground fast, the Renault. We had a Renault curtain side tail lift on a firm when I was working for Transport here. Tiny little van, you know, sort of ergonomic, comfortable, easy to drive, had all the right bits. And I'm thinking, I wonder if French people have actually finally pulled their fingers out and made a decent motor. Everybody's going, oh, yeah, Lee, what's that? Daniel Garuma says, leaving at what they're good at, smoking fags and drinking champagne. But I don't know. I like the Renault. So I've done a link to my old one. But again, we'll probably have a load of people going, love Renaults, hate Renaults, love Renaults, hate Renaults. End of day, personal choice. We had a guy fix our washing machine. And I said, what would your washing machine would you buy? And he went, one of these. It's a hot point. It's an Indesit. He went, they're cheap. He said, you can get an expensive one. Might break, might not. It's like a Sprinter, isn't it? You can buy a really expensive brand new van. Might break, might not. Not going to draw, really. So I kind of, anyway, we could have a talk about that one, but that's just my experience. Stewpot says, Oh, yeah, this is it. I said, does anyone actually sleep in their van who's actually made a fold-away bed? Stewpot says, I made my homemade fold-away bed in the cab. It's brilliant for Leyland AFC. So he's obviously got a bit of wood, got a jigsaw, bit of foam over the top, bosh, and then you go, right, I'm going to sleep now. Dunk. And suddenly it's like, I'm in the Lenny Henry Hotel. I'm in the Travel Lodge. Very comfortable, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I'd like to see that. Show us a picture. And this is the final word from Chris. He says, in the last 5 years, the average mortgage has gone up by £325 per month. I wish mine had. A pint of lager has gone up by 39%. Red milk, gas, Berberberger. Yeah, kamikaze still talk about £3 a mile. As much as shippers would love to work at this price, race to the bottom. Again, Chris, now I had said I run at £3 a mile, but a couple of things. We're going to do a video on this. Firstly, I don't always run at £3 a mile. If I'm going to do a 20-mile job, I don't charge them £60. I charge them £250. So on a 20-mile job, I'm running at over £10 a mile. Also, if you want to run for like 180 miles, on the CX, and you say you're running for 200 miles and you quote £800 for that job, do it. Fire away. I'm going to run at £4 a mile. £800. See how many people ring you. Nobody. Well, tell you what you'll do. You'll have a load of strippers looking at that going, this geezer has just quoted £800 for 4 hours, for like a 6 hour journey. Is he having a laugh? Coming out of Scotland, you'd be lucky to get £2 a mile. But I've said all the way along, it's not that straightforward. It's where you are, where you're going to, the time, what you're picking up. It's much, much more involved than that. But it's not that tricky, because if I can do it, you can all do it. So, right, so that's it. Today's only Q&A, like I say, this bit here, which is the bottom of the piece of paper, is one I've got to do about how much it costs to run an 18-ton truck. Thank you, Godzillas. We'll get on to that. In the meantime, another week in the lorry. I don't know if you can tell, I'm feeling a lot better. I'm feeling a lot more invigorated. I feel like I've got my old life back a little bit. So I'm looking forward to Monday. Oh, I'm not looking forward to Monday. I like weekends. But I'm not. It's different. I will get out of bed on Monday with a different mindset, because I'll be thinking I'm getting up with a good chance of taking care and taking money.
Saving money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.